FERC approves SPP's new provisional load process, written by Tom Kleckner and read by automated voice. FERC has approved SPP's tariff change to offer a provisional load interconnection process so the grid operator can study potential data centers and other large loads when there isn't available power for the new facilities. In an order issued October 10, the Commission accepted SPP's proposal and directed the RTO to submit a compliance filing within 30 days. The order is effective retroactive to August 4. FERC said the new study process to evaluate requests for new loads when a transmission customer lacks sufficient existing designated resources to cover its 10-year load forecast will ease efforts to appropriately and more expeditiously plan to serve their future loads. The tariff change will also allow the RTO to identify and address the effects of load additions by finding the resulting network upgrades on its system before sufficient designated resources are available, the Commission found. It said the proposed pro forma provisional load process agreements for customers seeking network integration and point-to-point transmission services will provide just and reasonable terms and conditions for how SPP will study new load requests under the provisional load process. SPP filed its proposed revision in June, saying that because it was seeing increased requests for new loads from data centers and industrial facilities, many transmission customers have been unable to demonstrate sufficient existing resources to serve their 10-year forecasts. It said Attachment X will mimic Attachment AC, the grid operator's standard study process, except that it will consider a customer's planned generation and its existing designated resources. The RTO said the provisional load process captures the expected reliability effects of planned generation on the grid and will help the transmission customer plan for serving its future load. Upgrade costs to interconnect new load will be assigned to the customer until planned generation is included in the transmission service agreement. Remaining upgrade costs will be rolled into regional rates. The grid operator told FERC it has received just over 26 gigawatts of interconnection requests larger than 100 megawatts since 2020. Data centers account for about 9 gigawatts of those loads, the RTO said. SPP stakeholders approved the provisional load process in April. It was later approved by the RTO's state regulators and its board.